I'm Lights, Camera, Jackson. Welcome to another episode of the LCJ Q&A podcast. Summer is here. Time for some summer vacations. And guess what? You get to see one on the big screen with Hotel Transylvania 3 Summer Vacation opening this Thursday, July 12th at 5 p.m. Joining me is one of the producers of the film, Michelle Merdaka. Michelle, how are you?
I'm great, Jackson. Thanks. How are you?
I'm good. You're in London, England right now. What's going on in London?
I am in London, and it is beautiful and hot here. And I have to tell you, I've seen advertising all over the place for Hotel Transylvania 3, which is really exciting and fun.
Oh, that's great to hear. We spoke about 6 years ago at the start of the first movie. First movie was just going to open up. Did you ever think 6 years ago, Michelle, that Hotel Transylvania would be a three-movie series and it would have its own TV series?
Yeah, I have to tell you, at that time, no. I knew the movie had potential. I knew that many years ago when I first came onto Sony Pictures Animation, the reason that I joined was because I wanted to produce Hotel Transylvania. So that was about 15 years ago, and I knew that there was potential that this could become a big franchise, but I had no idea that it would become what it is today. So it's super exciting. And 6 years ago, no, I was just happy to finish the first one and, hoping that it would do well.
Yeah. Oh, it did very well. And the second one did even better. First movie was called Hotel Transylvania. Second movie called Hotel Transylvania 2. With this third one, you do have the subtitle of Summer Vacation. Why did you guys decide on including that into the title?
It's summer vacation time for parents and children all over the world, really. So we just felt like it would be really fitting. And since the movie does take place, it is a vacation. And, the family goes on a cruise. It just felt really appropriate.
What is the best vacation that you have ever had in your life?
Oh, I'd have to say the best vacation that I've ever had was when I went to Greece. I went to Greece in Italy, probably around 23 or 24 years ago. I did not take a cruise, but I was on many boats. That was probably my favorite vacation ever.
And this gang here in the movie goes on quite the vacation, quite the cruise. I like how the name of the ship is the Legacy. I feel like there's a reason behind the naming of that ship as the Legacy.
You know, it really has to just do with Drac. Drac is a family man. He is traditional. And the Legacy really just refers to, Drac, leaving kind of... It's a bit of a double entendre. I mean, it has to do with Drac, but it also has to do with a couple of versions ago, Van Helsing. You know, when we develop these movies, we go through many iterations of it. And Van Helsing, for him, it was all about chasing monsters. It was all about leaving behind a legacy. Mm-hmm. So, For Drac, on the one hand, it's a legacy in that it's a family. You know, it's always about his family. But then for Van Helsing, it was really kind of an inside joke, if you will, when we did have a lot of dialogue about him chasing after the monsters because it was his legacy.
I like that. I like those meanings a lot. Have you had a new appreciation as you've been working on these three movies for the hotel service in general, and maybe even the cruise service in general when it comes to this movie?
Well, I have to say, something that I've never considered doing in, my entire adult life was taking a cruise. And this summer, my kids and I are in London and Europe, and I said, hey, guys, you want to go on a cruise? And they were like, really, Mom? Because it's just not something that I'd ever considered. However, we've been on a cruise for 2 years in the making of the movie, and I just felt like, okay, I think it's an appropriate thing to do, to get on a boat and cruise around the Mediterranean. I do. I have an appreciation and a curiosity, actually, about what a real cruise would be like.
And, of course, working with Genndy Tartakovsky, an icon in animation, the director of all three of these Hotel Transylvania movies, co-screenwriter this time. Could you tell in working with Genndy that he was even more passionate about this one because he is one of the screenwriters?
Absolutely. I mean, because it was his idea to begin with. I'm not sure if you've heard the story, but the idea for the movie was born out of a trip that his in-laws took he and his family on. So when we were done with the second movie, his in-laws surprised the family with a cruise around Christmas time. And when Genndy, you know, was on the cruise and experiencing the whole thing with his family, he was like, you know what, this is a great idea for the next movie. He pitched it, we talked about it, he pitched it to the studio, they loved it, and so really it was his baby. He came up with the idea, he wrote the first draft, and then, you know, Mike McCullers joined in and, you know, really helped out. And so, yeah, so definitely it was close to Genndy's heart because it was really based on his own experience.
And that's pretty remarkable to have something like that happen, because it's been, obviously, that with that story, but also it's been less than 3 years since the last Transylvania movie. So really, all of these decision-making, decisions being made, things like that, are happening at a rapid speed, it seems like.
That's correct. I mean, we took 6.5 years to make the first movie, 3 years to make the second, and this one was basically done in 2 years plus a couple months.
Wow.
So we did it at lightning speed. Yeah, it's pretty unusual, but, you know, we run a tight ship, and Genndy is one of those directors who knows exactly what he wants, so it's super easy for us to just communicate with all of the designers and then the animators and the actors. And so, you know, we have such a good rapport with the whole team that everyone just kind of pulled together and jumped in, and, you know, we got it done.
I like the pun there. We run a tight ship. It's true, but it's a good pun for this movie.
We are. There we go. It is true, but we do run a tight ship, so.
I had the chance to see Hotel Transylvania 3 at the Amazon Prime members advanced screenings that you guys did all over the country. Working with them, the showings ended up making $1.3 million, which is fantastic. How did you guys get involved with Amazon to set up those screenings?
You know, that was really, at the studio level, they've been doing some deals with Amazon, and it just seemed like a great opportunity. We have such a great built-in fan base that it was a really nice, it's just a nice thing to be able to do for the Prime members and for our fans, of which apparently there are many.
Yeah, there were a lot of little kids at the screening, and a lot of parents, too, who were laughing with the plane crash sequence at the beginning. There were some big laughs from the adults in the room during that whole thing going down.
Yeah, that's a big favorite, the gremlin sequence. It's super fun. We love the gremlins. You know, they were just a fun new little add-on, and that whole sequence goes over really, really well with audiences.
We're with Michelle Merdaka, the producer of Hotel Transylvania 3. There's a lot of music in this movie, I think going along with the trend of a lot of music in many recent animated movies. Tell me about some of the choices you guys made with incorporating the music into this story.
Well, you know, music and dance is usually a big part of the Hotel Transylvania franchise. So we just wanted to have a lot of fun with it, and we took a lot of opportunities to just throw in all different kinds of music. You know, if you notice, there's not one style of music. We really just kind of had fun with it. And really trying to appease, you know, the audience of all ages, and also making the music feel really true to whatever character, you know, was the focus of the scene. So, you know, 24 Karat for Drac when he's getting ready and then dancing when Erica's going after him was just totally appropriate and perfect. In fact, we screened that song with that sequence in the first screening that we ever did, which was a full storyboard screening, you know, because we do preview screenings for audiences. And we got a huge reaction out of it. And then we went and tried a bunch of different songs, and we ended up coming back to 24 Karat just because it feels so right for the sequence. And then, you know, all of the other songs that we used were just, I don't want to give it away, but they were just perfectly appropriate. And then to have Tiesto come in and do, you know, the music for the end battle for Van Helsing was just amazing. It was great to work with Tiesto. It was a total treat and an honor for all of us. And, you know, Mark Mothersbaugh bringing it all together as the composer was, you know, was always the icing on the cake.
And one of the storylines I liked, the subplot, is involving Mavis and kind of figuring out, do I really want a potential new mom in my life? Could you tell there was some personal emotions coming, incorporating that storyline into that? To me, it felt like maybe the most real element out of everything in the movie.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like Selena as Mavis really brought a lot of her own personal experience to her character this time around. You know, I don't know that it is true to her personal life, but she definitely was able to embody the idea of, oh my gosh, I'm going to lose my dad to another woman. And, you know, there's a lot, she has a lot invested in her dad. And also, you know, that she lost her mother so many years ago, I don't know that she would be ready to really embrace someone, especially someone outside of the monster community, that she didn't know, but she needed to come around and learn to accept. You know, our movies are usually about love and acceptance and letting go. And so, you know, we get to experience that this time through Mavis's eyes, where, you know, in the last movie, got to experience it through Drax's.
And Michelle, I gotta ask you, when it comes to this series, when it comes to these characters, do you think we're gonna see more of Drac and the whole pack in the future?
I have to tell you, I think you will. Of course, it depends on how well the movie does, but there seems to be a lot of love for this franchise, and our hope is that we keep giving. And so my guess is that you will see something of Drac in the back.
We have that to look forward to. But for now, hey, everybody, go see it. This Thursday at 5 p.m., it opens. Hotel Transylvania 3, Summer Vacation. Congrats on the Amazon screenings. Congrats on the film and best wishes with everything. And enjoy your cruise and enjoy the summer time and enjoy your trip to London.
Thank you so much, Jackson. It's been a pleasure. I really appreciate it. It was nice chatting with you again.
Nice chatting with you. I'm Lights, Camera, Jackson. This has been another episode of the LCJ Q&A podcast.